In Iran, it's a day of celebration and also of demonstration. Now, 31 years ago, the regime that was in power now was the opposition. And as the nation marks the anniversary of its Islamic revolution, there are new protests to confront. Well, Ivan Watson has been monitoring the day's developments from our Iran desk at CNN Center. And Ivan, we should point out here that CNN is not allowed to be on the ground in Tehran covering this. We weren't given visas, access to this event. So what sort of information have you been picking up about what's actually going on in Tehran?
Well, the Iranian government, Andrew, succeeded in putting together a large, carefully controlled demonstration of support for the government. Hundreds of thousands of people out in the streets at Tehran's central Azadeh Square. And there, the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, he gave a speech to the crowd. He applauded the accomplishments of the Iranian government over the past 31 years. He said that Iran had successfully enriched its first small batch of 20% enriched uranium, which has angered Western governments. And he also said that the West, quote, wants to control the Middle East and control the world and does not want a free, independent, powerful Iran. Iranian state media, this is how they described some of the opposition protests that were taking place on the edge of this state-sponsored demonstration. Let's take a listen, Andrew.
A few hundred supporters of Iran's defeated presidential candidates have rallied in the capital, Tehran. Supporters of Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoui gathered in a western Tehran district. Police had stepped up security in the area to prevent possible disturbances. Defeated presidential candidate Mehdi Karoui was seen among the protesters.
So, Andrew, that's the state's official version of what took place today. Andrew?
Ivan, have you been able to get any access to unofficial versions of events on the ground there? I mean, a year ago, when there was a lot of unrest in Tehran, a lot of the information was coming out electronically.
Absolutely. Over here on the Iran desk, let's take a look at Sarah. She's looking at some of the protest video that's come out, smuggled out basically over the internet. You see hundreds of people gathered here. They've been chanting things like death to the dictator, down with Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, taking immense risks. Let's take another look at some other video shot in the subway stations in Tehran today. And you can see people in this video going down into the subway stations, chanting as well. They have to cover their faces as they surreptitiously film each other in these cases because there have been thousands of arrests over the past 8 months of opposition activists. And 2 weeks ago, the executions of two opposition activists, 10 more waiting on Iran's death row right now, Andrew. Let's show another video that we've seen smuggled out today. It is an image of people attacking, video of people attacking the image of the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, breaking a huge taboo. You see them tearing down the sign and then jumping and stamping on the sign. While at the state-sponsored rally that we saw today, we had images of Iranians walking on the American flag. So two diametrically opposed images coming out of this day, one state-controlled, the other the opposition, who have been targeted by the security forces heavily today. We spoke with the son of one of the opposition leaders, Mehdi Karoui. The son says his father is being treated right now for tear gas burns after his car was attacked by pro-government militia, and one of the other brothers was arrested.